This is an iHeart podcast.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Final hour of the Jesse Kelly Show. Chris, did you play Fortunate Son just because we talked a lot about Vietnam today? Why do you do that every time? No, don't say it was random, Chris. Nobody believes that at all. I know how you operate. You have a sickness, Chris. You'll take these songs that are inappropriate for the time. Anyway, that's very appropriate. I'm not criticizing Fortunate Son. But anyway, it's another hour of the Jesse Kelly Show. We're going to talk. I'll get to some email stuff, but we're going to talk about this government shutdown potentially. First, I want to address something. Obviously, it's been in the news. I'm sure you've heard about it today. Xi Jinping is coming to America. Communist leader of China is coming to America, and he's going to San Francisco. What's been in the news? Well, San Francisco, that's been poop street for a while, all of a sudden looks very clean. Gavin Newsom stood up to the podium, had this to say.
I know folks say, oh, they're just cleaning up this place because all those fancy leaders are coming into town. That's true. Because it's true.
Okay. Well, I applaud him for his honesty. But he went on and he had something else to say in a separate interview. And people are now they're pouncing on what he said instead of just kind of accepting a truth that these people tell us over and over and over again. Chris, if you wouldn't mind, play the second interview.
Anytime you put on an event, by definition, you know, you have people over your house, you're going to clean up the house. You have 21 world leaders, you got tens of thousands of people coming from all around the globe. What an opportunity to showcase the world's most extraordinary place, San Francisco.
Okay. So Xi Jinping is coming in, and they looked around and thought to themselves, dang, these streets are dirty. And they started running all the homeless people out, spraying all the poop off the sidewalks. Now, what's the real lesson to take from this? I'll tell you what, pause on that, because we're going to get to the why. I want you to listen to something that sounds completely unrelated, but it's not. I want you to listen to John Kerry. You know, why hasn't the world transitioned off of oil like they should have? I want you to listen closely.
You ask, what is it that's in the way? The imperative of status quo, the way money works, the numbers of people who have pressured some of the oil and gas companies because they weren't doing as well as the ones that weren't doing stuff on the climate. Look at the pressure, you know, a bunch of asset owners and managers in New York and elsewhere in the world have been under to make more money. So put it down to greed. G-R-E-E-D, greed.
It's just greed, you see. There's something that we have to accept, and it's hard to accept. But you know what? Here's another example before we get to the something you have to accept. Remember when we got a brand new Speaker of the House, Mike Johnson? Remember the first bill he passed? Remember what it was? You look around at America, record fentanyl overdoses, overrun border. I just got an email from this guy. Gosh, where is it? I think I have it in here somewhere. Hang on just a moment. I know this is probably unprofessional. I just want to make sure I get to the right one. Here it is. Jesse, today I had to sell my last gun I owned to keep the electric on and buy some food for my family. So the first bill Republicans passed was money for Israel. Listen, it's really hard to get to the place where you accept what I'm about to say. But we have to accept the fact that Western governments, we'll just make it about America, but believe me, this applies to people all in Canada, Britain, everywhere. Western governments hate their own citizens. They are so beyond aggravated by their own citizens. They never, like you wake up, like that email I just read, this guy had to sell a gun to feed his family. Doesn't that make you mad? Make you sad? Isn't that awful? That's one email. I have millions like this. I just chose to read this one for its simplicity. Doesn't that make you sick? As we speak, Americans, they can't afford food. They can't afford to keep the lights on. They're barely making ends meet. Remember, ask Dr. Jesse Friday? All the people, hey, Jesse, should I sell my house? Americans can't make ends meet. And nobody gives a crap about them. And let me pause for a moment. Let me pause just really quickly for a moment, because when I say nobody gives a crap about them, I can almost hear somebody yelling back at the radio. I know the speaker only goes one way, but I swear I almost heard somebody yell back, "Yes, they do. So and so does." It is probably your favorite candidate running for president. Your favorite candidate running for president has probably deficits spent in the trillions. Don't tell me that again. I don't give a crap what they say in their speeches. These people, they are so aggravated by you. They're so annoyed by you. They just want to be able to loot the treasury in total peace. They just want to reward each other and themselves with all of your money and all of the power and all the prestige in the world. And every single day, they wake up and they have to hear about all these complaints from Americans who don't want to be pillaged, and they're so freaking annoyed by you. That is how these people think. I'm looking at a headline right here. Mike Johnson proposes plan to avoid government shutdown with no spending cuts. Quote, "This is a two-step continuing resolution. It's a necessary bill to place House Republicans in the best position to fight for conservative victories." We are being destroyed financially as a nation. I don't have to read you the latest inflation numbers. That's stupid. I know you already know that if you've bought hot dogs, if you bought eggs, if you've been out to eat recently. The American people are not getting by. And Republicans and Democrats are once again about to join together to not cut a penny from their budget. And keep in mind, every single penny, everyone is now borrowed or printed, meaning every dime they're about to agree to. Republicans and Democrats just made that pound of burger of yours get more expensive. Every single dime. Deficit spending means inflation. None of these people give a crap. Why do they clean up the streets of San Francisco when Xi Jinping's coming? Well, they care about him more than they care about you. It's not complicated. Why are both parties now so desperate? We have to keep the government open. We certainly can't cut a dime. After all, we have to keep the government open. It's all about the government. How many times have you heard these people genuinely talk about how much they care about you? We have to keep the government open? What about the poor guy who just sold his gun so he can keep the lights on? I don't want to hear about keeping the government open. I want to know how that guy is going to have access to affordable food in the, well, they tell me, the richest country in the world. How are the American citizens going to afford power and gas and food? I don't want to hear about keeping the government open. Screw the government. Close the government forever. This government sucks anyway. Tell me how the American people are going to be better off. But they can't. And you know why they can't? Because none of these people wake up in the morning and think about you. Oh, never mind. I take that back. They think about you when they think about what's aggravating them. That's when they think about you. Oh my gosh, I bet these people are going to complain because we finally cleaned up the poopy streets for a foreigner. Gosh, these Americans are so annoying. Oh gosh. They actually think we want to work for them. Isn't that annoying? Why won't they just sit down and shut up? And let us loot the treasury the way we want. Oh, gosh, these people are so aggravating. Oh, American people, they actually want the prices to go down. What? We are trying to keep the government open, baby. We need all that lobbyist money. Let the government checks keep rolling in. Woo! I don't want to hear from these American people trying to tell me the party has to stop. Oh, it's so aggravating. After all, I'm a congressman. I want to be invited to these parties and those parties. I want this lobbyist money and that lobbyist money. Woo! It's party time. Oh, gosh, Americans are so friggin' aggravating. Just let me deficit spend your way into bankruptcy, please. Western governments declaring war in many ways against their own citizens is the story happening in the globe right now. Various Western governments, it's not just ours, have decided their own people are the enemy, and they've declared war on them. These people never wake up a single day and stress about you, except when they try to figure out what's holding them back. And it sickens me. These people are a disgrace. All of them are. They really are. All right, we're moving off of that. I want to make fun of feminists. That'll make me feel better. In fact, I'm gonna do maybe help somebody first. We'll make fun of feminists, get to some emails. First, let's get you training with your weapon. You train with your weapon this weekend? Do you think the future we have in this country, do you think maybe it would be more beneficial for you to be faster and deadlier than you are? Do you know that nobody has ever in the history of the world, everyone's said something, right? Every saying has certainly been uttered. Never has somebody said, oh, gosh, I wish I wasn't such a good shot, especially under pressure. Dang it. Never happened. But many, many, many times people have prayed as they face the end of their lives that they hit with that last shot because they missed with all the others. The difference? Training. Who trained and who didn't? Did you train? Mantis X allows you to train in the comfort of your home. We have no more excuses. You don't have to fire a shot. You don't have to pay a dime at the range. Attaches to your weapon, you dry fire practice right there in your living room. MantisX.com. All right? MantisX.com.
Is he smarter than everyone?
Who knows?
Does he think so? Yeah. The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Monday. Boy, it has been quite a Monday. I've been mad, and then we did history, and then I just got mad again, but I'm fine now. In fact, I need to thank you for something. One final thing. I just want to remind you again, as this week begins, and we hear all this endless propaganda from both sides about shutting the government down and funding the government, how important it is. Remember, every single dime they're talking about is borrowed or printed, every single dime. And what does that mean? That means it's all making your life more expensive. The reason you can't afford eggs is because of what's going to happen this week. Just a reminder to everybody. But forget about that. I want to get to something good, hopefully. Remember on Friday we had the guy wrote in. I'm not going to go into the whole email. It was extremely sad. Listener wrote in. Guy suffers from epileptic seizures. Finally got a service dog, goes and picks it up in his new car, has a seizure, crashes the car, the dog dies. I asked you if you knew any way we could maybe help this guy get a dog. He's sitting there right now listening as we speak, friggin' heartbroken. And there were a couple backups, couple emails I wanted to get to just in case it helps him or somebody. Just, I love you so much. I just love you. Thank you. Anyway, this was from the guy. Thanks for caring. He didn't say I could use his name. Oh, so I'm not going to. Thanks for caring. You are too kind. I was feeling so alone, and I'm thankful you read my letter. I love you for that. It's been a week, and I still can't talk about it and still cry even as I write this. It was my fault. Thank you for putting the word out there. I'm grateful. Actually, he did say I can use his name. His name is Drew. Drew, you better shut up with that. It was not your fault. You have a condition. Not your friggin' fault. Now let's dig in. These were the emails, just a couple I got. Jesse, in regards to Drew, who lost his dog, contact Simon Conway. He works with the Puppy Jake Foundation. Provides service dogs and animals to disabled veterans. I don't know whether or not Drew's a veteran, but okay, Drew, Puppy Jake Foundation. That's one. Two, got another one. Paws for Life in and around Atlanta. They train and place service dogs. This guy's helped raise funds for them. Okay, you hear that, Drew? Paws for Life in Atlanta. All right. Again, next one. Hey, Jesse, I just heard Drew's story. I would gladly contribute to a fund for his new service dog. He talks about give, send, go. I don't know that we're there yet for a fund for the service dog, but man, you guys didn't even ask for that. You guys, man. This here's another one. Jesse, the communist terminator, as a longtime listener, veteran, and service dog owner, my heart really went out to the individual who lost his dog. One charity that comes to mind for epilepsy dogs is pawswithacause.org. I believe they could possibly help this person. Okay, pawswithacause.org. All right, another one. Another guy wrote in, love this. He said, make sure Drew knows to ask the cost might be covered in the car insurance. They may cover part of that. All right, Drew, something to ask your insurance company. Remember, Drew, insurance companies make money by not paying you. So ask, make sure you ask. These people, good evening. I listened to the story three times. I've teared up about 15 times today thinking about it. When I had my wife listen, she cried and asked if we could donate money. Man, you guys are the best. I've informed every godly person I know, including my priest. They all offered to pray for that man multiple times. I'd be happy to crowdfund for it. And you guys are the best. Okay, finally, my wife and I over the years volunteered with Southeastern Guide Dogs of Palmetto, Florida. They're a wonderful organization. Okay, Southeastern Guide Dogs of Palmetto, Florida. Drew, I don't know if any of those suggestions might help get you a new service dog, but I wanted to make sure I put those out there just in case. Now, speaking of dogs, before I get on to something, I'm trying not to get fired up about what I'm going to be on, but man, it was a bit of a gut punch over the weekend. So before I get to that, let's talk about our dogs, right? Look, it hurts bad when our dogs die, doesn't it? It's awful because they're wonderful. And so we want to try to provide as good of a life and as long of a life for them as humanly possible. We give our dog Fred rough greens, not just because it fixed his digestive issues he was having after every meal. He never has those now. Not just because it fixed his ear infection problem. Apparently golden doodles are prone to those. We give it to him because it's going to prolong his life by years. You should read all the testimonials from veterinarians who email in my show. Vets give their dogs rough greens because it's nutrition, vitamins, minerals, digestive enzymes, all the things your dog doesn't get with dog food. Start your dog on rough greens. You don't have to take my word for it. You will see a difference in your dog. Call them. 833-33-MY-DOG. That gets you a free jumpstart trial bag. All right? Or you can call, or I already said, 833-33-MY-DOG or roughgreens.com/Jesse. Okay? All right. Now let's move off this. I'm going to get to emails in a minute, but I have to go off on something. So on Friday, you know how we did the show? We did Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. And then that night, I had a swim meet for my son, my youngest son, Luke. He's into swimming. And I had a long drive, and it was Friday, and you and me, we do politics all week, right? We sit here and we talk about politics and the good and the bad, and there's a bunch of bad and things like that. But when I'm done with politics for the week, you know how I tell you to set your phone down for the weekend? You know, I do the same thing. I actually got a political text from one of my TV producers on Friday night about something Joe Biden had said. And you know what I said back to him? I said, dude, it's Friday night. I'll talk to you on Monday. I'm out. I'm off. I'm done. It's important that we step away. And I was wanting to step away because I had an hour drive each way to my son's swim meet after I got off the air. It's insane how late these things go. Anyway, I needed something to listen to. Sometimes I'll go music, but other times I have other interests that in this podcast era, you have so many things at the tip of your fingers. So I get off the air. I've got like 20 minutes before I have to leave the studio. And I'm sitting in there and I decide, here's what I want. I want to do some history. I want to geek out on some history. And maybe that won't work. So I'll download a couple military history type podcasts. And I do. You know how I've been nerding out on the Assyrians? I found one that sounded sick about the Assyrians and kind of the fall of that empire. And then I found, just in case, how do I know whether or not that guy even knows how to tell a story? So I said, okay, forget about that. There's one history one. It's downloaded. Now I've got two military ones downloaded. I'm set. I've got an hour each way. I got easily 2 hours of podcasts. Just going to kick back, get away from the politics, and chill. I'll tell you about my experience next.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
I like it.
Returns next.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, and I have to get to this podcast thing because we have to make fun of Dome and do a couple other things here. But so, like I was talking about, Friday, after I got off the show, I had a bunch of driving to do for my son. I was going to a swim meet of his, and I download one history podcast, two military podcasts, right? One history, two military. This just goes to show you how much the communist has worked his way through every single part of our culture. The first one, it was on the Assyrians. And I was so excited because, you know, I've been geeking out on Assyrian history. Very, very horrible people, but fascinating history there and whatnot. And this Assyrian podcast, I can't actually tell you how great the Assyrian content was. Why? Well, because I timed it. Roughly the first 21, between 21 and 22 minutes of the podcast were dedicated to describing in detail how stupid every Christian who believes in the Old Testament is, Jew who believes in the Torah, or Muslim who believe in the Torah. It was dedicated to how ridiculous, it was so ridiculous, I can't believe people believe this. There's every single biblical thing he would bring up, or Torah thing for you, Chris, everything was, of course, followed up. And there's no evidence. There's, of course, no historical evidence. And he could hardly, this quote historian, he could hardly keep the mocking out of his voice. And you should know, there's endless amounts of historical evidence. In fact, if you just travel over there, as we just did, you can actually step foot in all of it. Endless, there's endless amounts of it. But this historical podcast on the Assyrians, he dedicated the first 20 minutes of it to how stupid you and your beliefs are. They're so stupid and uneducated. It's just so stupid. Everything you believe is stupid. And so, okay, I had about enough of that. Again, I was trying to get away from all this because it was a Friday. So, okay, I turned that off. Let's do the next one. The next one, it was a Navy SEAL. And I'm not going to go into his name or the name of the podcast, but it was a Navy SEAL. And he was going to describe some missions. And I believe it was Iraq or Afghanistan. I forget which one it was. And I turned this on. And this is not only a Navy SEAL. It wasn't his podcast. It was a military podcast dedicated to military heroes. And they brought the Navy SEAL in. It took less than 10 minutes for the podcast to dive into how gay he was and when he knew he was gay and the conflicts he had with his parents. Boop, off, gone, just again.
Why are you gay?
Okay, so now that's two podcasts. Again, I just want to get away from politics and culture stuff. I just want to learn some history or some military stuff. Please, just this is the next one, a different military podcast. This one with an Air Force PJ, a recently retired Air Force PJ, less than 15 minutes into this podcast, and he goes into why it's so important that now women are being welcomed into special operations, and he's so proud of just how inclusive the United States Air Force is now. Boop, that went off too. These people really have worked their way into everything. Oh, what did I do for the last 90 minutes, Chris? I'm not going to tell you because you're going to make fun of me and you're going to call me I'm arrogant. I'm not going into it. Okay, I listened to our show. All right, if you must know, I listened to the Jesse Kelly Show. I was self-scouting. That's what I was doing, Chris. I was analyzing what we were doing right, what we were doing wrong. You should know, I think I did a lot right. You did a lot wrong. That's what, Chris? That's what I came up with having listened to it. But I did. I finally just turned our show back on and thought, well, I might as well just listen to me. I've had enough of this whole thing. But it really just goes to show there's no escape from it. These miserable people have infected every single part of our society, and there's no escape from it. And it applies to the movies, too. There's a new Marvel movie out. One of these superhero type movies. This one's called The Marvels. And of course, it's all women, you know, all female superheroes. Men, I'm sure. I haven't watched it yet. I'm sure all the bad guys are men and very stupid, you know, stupid, lumbering, evil men. And all the heroes are women, of course. We're going to spin kick and girl boss our way. And of course, it's bombing at the box office. And It's fascinating to watch what's happening. We actually brought this up last week when it comes to military recruitment. And I was talking about one of my sources I have from within the military. and how they were trying to tackle military recruitment, and they were going after everything except the one thing you really weren't allowed to bring up was all the endless woke marketing, the drag queen stuff, the white people are evil stuff. That was the one thing they weren't allowed to address. Okay, so you're not allowed to address the problem. You're seeing the same thing in entertainment. They want you to start buying Bud Light again. They want you to go back to Target. They want you to start going back to the movies. They really, really, really do. And so they keep changing CEOs, and they're trying to change the commercials, and they're changing this and they're changing that. But what they can't change is the one thing that will make a difference. It's the one thing that is completely off limits to them. They are not allowed. They are not allowed. Their religion, remember, communists are religious. Their religion demands that they never, ever, 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 ever actually try to address the problem. You are allowed to address everything but the problem, but you can't address the problem. Do you want to know why recruitment's down in the military? It's because it's right-wing, patriotic people, mostly from rural America, who have fought and won your wars for you for 200 plus years. Those people rightfully view the military now, military leadership, and our politicians as being completely hostile to them and their beliefs. And therefore, veterans now, they tell their sons not to join. They tell their daughters not to join. I did. That's never happened before. World War II parents encouraged their children to join. They joined and fought in Vietnam. Now, after 20 years of global war on terror lies and the endless woke crap, now legacy military families don't want their kids to fight for the U.S. of gay, so they've pulled them out. That's the problem you can't address, so that's why recruiting won't get better. For the movies, I know this will be offensive, but remember, if you're offended, I don't care. For the movies, you know why people don't want to go see this? Let me tell you. Men and women, both. They hate watching all this female empowerment crap. Women say they love it, but they'll lie about that. Feminists, I should say they love it, but they don't go see these movies. When people want to go see a movie about a tough guy cop or a superhero, they want to see some dude with biceps that look like a freight train tossing somebody through walls. They want to go see stuff like that. They don't want to see I Am Woman, Hear Me Roar. They don't want to hear how much men suck. They don't want to watch all the spin kicks and things like that. People want their action stars to be big men who look like they're at least remotely physically capable of stopping bad guys, because we love heroes. And that is who people picture when they picture a hero. Nobody, not a feminist or anyone else, nobody, when they wake up in the middle of the night to their back door glass being broken and the sound of some evil men breaking in, nobody sits and thinks, man, I hope they send a woman cop who can spin kick our way out of this. Everybody sits and thinks, I hope they send the biggest, ugliest, meanest, strongest man on the police force who will come beat all these guys to death with his bare hands. Everybody thinks that, because you can't change human nature. But that's the one thing, of course, you can't do. Now, I didn't get to sound bites. I didn't get to a COVID reckoning. I frankly didn't get to very much at all. So we're going to try to get to as much as I can get to here in just a moment. Before we get to that, let's do get this. You heard what John Kerry said earlier, right? In case you missed it, I want you to listen to the people who run the world and how they think.
You ask, what is it that's in the way? The imperative of status quo? The way money works, the numbers of people who have pressured some of the oil and gas companies because they weren't doing as well as the ones that weren't doing stuff on the climate. Look at the pressure, you know, a bunch of asset owners and managers in New York and elsewhere in the world have been under to make more money. So put it down to greed, G-R-E-E-D, greed.
You know that we need oil to make our food, right? Farmers need it. Fertilizer, so on and so forth. You know that these people are attacking our food supply. The people who run the world are attacking the food supply. You need an emergency 3-month food kit. Breakfast, lunch, dinner, My Patriot Supply has them prepped and ready. You need one. Everyone needs one right now. Go to preparewithjessekelly.com and get one. Preparewithjessekelly.com. We'll be back.
He doesn't care if you believe him, but he's right. Jesse Kelly.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, reminding you, you can email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. I'm actually going to get to a couple emails because I haven't gotten to a single one, I don't think, tonight. It's been a different kind of a night. But anyway, email me your love, hate, death threats, whatever. All are welcome to jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Before we go any further and talk about this COVID-19 vaccine reckoning, I think it's important for everybody to understand what collective bargaining is. And so what, Chris, you don't even know what I'm going to say. And so, look, when I want things explained to me, so I go to Dome.
So collective bargaining is about saying, let the workers have a voice as a collective, all together, representing each one of them as a group. And then go into that negotiation, because then you start to equal out the balance in terms of power in a way that the outcome will be fair. That's what collective bargaining is about. That's what worker organizing is about.
Wow. You don't say, Dome. I am blown away. What? I'm here all night. I'm here. Anyway, here's Dome explaining the Islamophobia, anti-Semitism in a way that only she can.
What I hope is that we can engage in conversation and discourse in a way that understands this is not binary and that appreciates that we are talking about real human beings. We're talking about real fear, not to mention what it means in our own country in terms of long-standing issues with anti-Semitism, which has been on the rise and even before this happened, Islamophobia and other forms of hate against people just simply based on who they are or how they pray.
Nobody has ever mastered saying nothing more than Dome. Oh, they're all still out there trying to walk that tightrope. Hey, please stay in the Democrat Party, Jews. Wait, Muslims, you stay too. I promise, we're on both your sides.
You ask, what is it that's...
Roman.
But many Jews see echoes of 1938 and what's happening in this country and around the world. And they're saying, why isn't the president doing a speech about anti-Semitism here in America?
Well, I would respectfully disagree that he hasn't spoken out forcefully or clearly. He has been very clear and very consistent about the rise of hate around the world and in this country, particularly the rise of anti-Semitism. We put forth the very first national strategy to counter anti-Semitism here at the White House, and now we're working on the first national strategy for Islamophobia to counter that. He has been very, very, very clear about the rise of hate.
They can't do it. The party is worried, very, very worried, and it's great. All right, let's do this before we get to a couple emails here. Hopefully, some headlines. I got way behind. There was too much to get to tonight. Miranda Devine, she's a wonderful reporter for the New York Post, wrote an article talking about a COVID vaccine reckoning coming for the DOJ. In fact, as she writes about, they're hiring new attorneys. Why? Because of the number of COVID vaccine injury cases that are coming before them. Almost 13,000 Americans claim the COVID vaccine caused them or their dead loved one or their dead loved ones' reactions. Myocarditis, some just died. One girl, 18 years old, freaking heartbreaking. She basically has lost her ability to function. The stories are endless. We're not talking about five people here. By the thousand. Did you hear what I just said? And I know I hold grudges and I shouldn't, but this is not something I'm ever going to be able to let go. And you know why? Because I remember like it was yesterday, Republicans and Democrats insisting that I should take it and then trying to force me to take it. You tried to manipulate me to take it. You told me I could have Krispy Kreme donuts or Shake Shack burgers. and you promised me. I remember the new head of the CDC. She wasn't head of the CDC then. We actually have played the audio before for you before. I remember her saying she'll let me go back to football game. We'll allow them to do this. I remember the government telling me what they'll allow me to do if I take this thing. And then, and that was under Republican leadership. All Republicans, go take it. All these Republicans bragging about it, taking it on camera. Some Republicans to this day still brag about it. Then Joe Biden gets elected, and then you actually tried to have me fired if I wouldn't take it. That's how evil your government and your medical systems are in this country. They actually tried to have you fired if you wouldn't take a brand new experimental drug that has harmed and killed people. How evil are these people? Extremely. I'm never going to get over it. I'm not going to move past it. I'm not going to move on. I know the politics of the day has caused many, many people to move on, to forget all the people who pushed it and pushed it still, but I will not. I remember each and every one of you, and shame on all of you, and those deaths are on your hands. And it's a big reason. You know what? In some ways, I'm grateful for all of it. Because it really woke me up to how evil our medical systems are in this country. It made me more committed than ever to doing natural things. It made me work out more, I'll be honest with you. It made me drink more water. It made me focus on natural herbal supplements whenever I can. I don't trust any of you big pharma shills. None of you. That's why my first stop, not my last stop, my first stop is Chalk. When I have something I want changed or something I want improved, I go to Chalk and I check on the natural herbal supplements I can take to improve it. That's where I look first. Plus, I trust them. Chalk's never lied to me. Chalk has been telling me the truth long before it was comfortable. Go to choq.com and see what they have, all right? Chalk.com, promo code Jesse gets you discounted everything on there. I take a male vitality stack every day. Chalk.com, promo code Jesse. That's our first stop from now on, all right? First stop. All right. Now, you know what? I don't even have time to get to headlines. Let me try to get to an email or two because I didn't even get to those. Sorry, we'll have to do headlines tomorrow. Hey, Jesse, if a Republican is elected president in 2024, his first action after he is inaugurated should be to pardon all January 6th defendants. What say you? Well, I have no problem with that. That's got to be step one, but FBI agents and people within the government need to occupy those cells once the January 6th people have been pardoned. Remember, we cannot only play defense. Yes, pardoning our people, protecting our people from an evil justice system is necessary, but that's defense. That's necessary. It's step one, but there is no saving America unless government people, many of them, go to prison. I don't mean just this guy you don't like or that guy you don't like. FBI agents have to go to prison. CIA, NSA, IRS, politicians, Democrat and Republican, they must go to prison. Once people in government start going to prison en masse, you will know that your country has a chance to be saved. And until then, we're all just moving around the deck chairs on the Titanic. All right? We'll get to more emails, I promise, tomorrow, and headlines, and I have a lot I missed today. All right? That's all.
This is an iHeart podcast.